Support comes from Nicholson, McNamara & Associates, Merrill Lynch Wealth Advisors, dedicated to helping clients define financial goals and develop customized wealth management strategies. Information at 1-800-362-1368. And from Accuride Corporation, a supplier of components to the North American commercial vehicle industry. With global headquarters in Evansville and a steel wheel plant in Henderson, Accuride is proud to be red and blue, too. More information at AccuridCorp.com. And from Jackson Kelly PLLC. Jackson Kelly provides a full range of legal services, including corporate planning, litigation, environmental and real estate law to clients in the Indiana, Illinois, and Kentucky region and beyond. Client focus, national reputation, industry insight. Learn more at JacksonKelly.com. Additional production support provided by Michael Kaufman. To the North, IU basketball with five national titles and legendary names like Knight, McGinnis, May, Alford, and Cheney. To the South, UK basketball with eight national championships and great names like Rupp, Issel, Givens, Macy, and McCarty. And in between, the Ohio River dividing thousands of passionate Hoosier and Wildcat fans in one of the most basketball-crazed areas in the country. From the banks of the Ohio in Evansville, Indiana, this is Red Blue Hoops with fanatical red host Ben Shoulders and obsessive blue host Evan Beck.
Good evening, Hoops fans, and welcome to Red Blue Hoops. My name is Ben Shoulders, past president of the IU Alumni Association of Greater Evansville, and your voice for IU Hoosiers basketball this season. Joining me for the entire duration of college basketball season this year is my good friend, colleague, and counterpart, who's wrong much more than he's right, the big cat himself, Mr. Evan Beck.
Good evening, Ben, the big dog Shoulders. I'm so excited about this year's season on Red Blue Hoops on WNIN. Looking forward to having some calls from our fans and debating basketball between the rivers.
Well, thank you, Evan. It's the B-Dog, by the way.
B-Dog.
Thank you, Evan. Thanks, 88.3 WNIN, and thank you all for tuning in this evening. Folks, before we launch into the program and entice you, excite you, slice you, dice you, and invite you to join us for IU and UK Hoop Scoop, I want to take a second to explain this program, what it's all about, and the who, what, when, and where mechanics of Red Blue Hoops, what it really is. Folks, for any of you out there who are college basketball fans, IU fans, or unfortunately University of Kentucky fans, this show is a must listen. Every single Thursday at 6 o'clock Central Time, Evan and I will be debating, dissecting, comparing, contrasting, and critiquing the IU and UK men's basketball programs on a weekly basis right here on 88.3 FM WNIN Radio. But most importantly, folks, this is going to be a fun-filled, exciting, and extremely informative weekly program leading up to March Madness, baby. But it starts with you. So, ladies and gentlemen, we need you to call in anytime at 812-426-7400 or tweet at Red Blue Hoops or via email at redblue@wnin.org. Again, the number 812-426-7400. And keep it clean, of course. Yeah. Evan, we need that. Evan, did I leave anything else out about where, before we start tonight's program, about Red Blue Hoops?
No, Ben, unlike your basketball coach, Tom Clappy Crean, you did a really good job with that intro. I will give a rundown of tonight's show. We'll start out doing a season review. Obviously, being end of December, both teams have had a lot of games so far, so there's a lot to talk about doing a season review. We'll discuss, can IU actually challenge in the Big Ten?
Of course, can they go
for a championship in the Big Ten this year? We'll have a little bit of trivia for both teams. We'll have a discussion about which team, which players on each team have been a surprise so far this season. And then we'll go into a debate that we had last year that didn't last very long. Can Kentucky go undefeated for the entire season to cut the nets down?
Well, and you know who the last undefeated team was?
76.
Who?
Hoosiers.
That's right.
And wrapping up the end of the show, we'll have a local area hoops update with a pre-recorded update by Lance Wilkerson on U of E.
Very nice. Very nice. Well, the B-Dog and the Big Cat are ready to launch off for you folks out there in radio land. So, Evan, I will turn to you first. Let's talk about, you know, we've had several games now played by both programs so far. We're about 4 weeks in, somewhere around there. Hey, you lead it off and let us know how your Wildcats are doing so far this season. For those of folks out there that don't know, us IU fans don't really care. But how's the season going so far?
It's going really well. Our season actually started back in the spring when we lost the national championship game to UConn.
I love that.
That was a disappointing night, but it was the end of a historic run deep into April, something that the IU fans don't even remember what it's like.
Wow.
They're out doing yard work and mowing yards that time of year these days.
Shots against you, yeah.
But after that game, we had a couple surprises. We had several of our freshmen actually return, so it gave Calipari a catalog of weapons that are being seasoned veterans and came into the summer, had great workouts, went to the Bahamas, had six fantastic games in the Bahamas competing against professional competition, and the team did very well.
The Globetrotters and some other,
some actual professional teams.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, we did very well in the Bahamas, and what it gave the Big Blue Nation a taste of is just how great this team could become. It wasn't great yet, but it could become.
Mm-hmm.
In the Bahamas, we had two players sitting out due to injury. We had Willie Cauley-Stein and Indianapolis native Trey Lyles recovering from leg injuries.
Who decommitted from us, and we had no interest after that, but go ahead.
That is a blatant lie, Ben.
Okay.
But anyway, the stage was set for a fantastic season. We came into to Midnight Madness, Big Blue Madness, and the excitement level throughout Big Blue Nation was basically unmatched from any year I can remember based on the talent level this team has. So we got kicked off with the Blue-White scrimmage and a couple exhibition games, and then we took on Grand Canyon.
Grand Canyon. Yeah, I don't remember seeing them in the rankings this week, but yeah, go ahead.
No, they're a lowly ranked team, no question about it, coached by Thunder Dan Marley.
Who actually is a mutual opponent, believe it or not.
We play them in about
3 weeks.
Pretty soon. But Grand Canyon, we smoked them by 40. And then the next game, Buffalo on November the 16th, we had a terrible first half. In fact, we were down 4 or 5 points in the first half against Buffalo.
I do remember that.
And it was just an ugly, unspirited performance in the first half by UK, no question about it. In the second half, though, we got a little bit of a glimpse of what UK was going to look like the rest of the season. They came out with absolutely stifling defense against Buffalo. I think Buffalo maybe scored 11 points in the second half.
Are they D1?
Yes, they are.
Good.
They are
D1. You're playing D1 opponents. That's great.
But now the next game, the big game, Kansas.
Oh, the big game. Yeah.
Kansas.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
You know, Bill Self and Calipari have been going head-to-head.
Couldn't cut in the Big Ten, so he left. But, yeah, go ahead. I know Self.
Illinois is not quite the job Kansas is.
I see.
Absolutely.
Go ahead.
But Kansas was a big matchup. You know, Bill Self and Calipari go head-to-head, not just on the court, but a lot off the court. They compete for the same recruits very often. And quite honestly, Kansas is our biggest competition recruiting right now. And it was a statement game for Calipari. He had the opportunity to show the nation, but also the upcoming recruits about UK basketball. And it was the most impressive defensive performance I've seen in many years on the college basketball court. We held Kansas to a historic low, 40 points. That's the lowest point total they've had since the three-point line and the shot clock were introduced into college basketball.
Mm-hmm.
So think about Kansas with 5 projected NBA picks on that roster being held to 40 points. So Kentucky wins that game by 32, and it sent a message to the entire nation.
It sent a message that Kansas is very overrated, but yeah, go ahead.
Whoa, hold on now, B-Dog.
This year.
Overrated.
They played I think there are middle school teams in Evansville that could have beat them that night.
Now, B-Dog.
But go ahead, go ahead.
You always talk about the Big Ten. The Big Ten is such a great conference.
We'll get to that later, but if you want to talk about that, that's fine.
Kansas just smoked your best team by 12 points.
No, our best team?
In the last decade. Tom Izzo, Michigan State Spartans.
Decade. For that matter, you could say IU's the best team historically.
So, B-Dog.
This year, Michigan
State's
not the
best team.
How can
Kansas be the most overrated team if they just took down Tom Izzo's Michigan State Spartans by 12 or 11, whatever it was? It was a spanking.
They went from ranked third to now 11th, and if they lose another one, they'll probably fall to the top 20, but keep going.
Sure. Well, no, that was our signature win so far. I mean, it absolutely sent a message to the rest of the competition that Kentucky's for real defensively. I mean, they are scary good defensively.
Yeah, I'll give you credit. They are very talented, and so far, at least after playing Buffalo and Grand Canyon and some other schools, their defense does look very good. And they got lucky about their game tomorrow night. Texas doesn't have their point guard, which we'll get to that later, I'm sure. But so far, they do look impressive. The few minutes I've painfully had to watch them. Yes.
I'll wrap up. We had a couple other good games against Boston, which at the time was ranked 159 on the Pomeroy, and then Providence ranked 31st. We've performed very well. I think our average margin of victory right now is about 35 points. So we've gotten off to a great start.
Now,
let's hear about the lowly Hoosiers.
All right. Well, my Hoosiers are off to a respectable start. I'd like to say they were undefeated, but they're not. They're 6-1. They have one hiccup on so far, which we'll get to. But if you're going in chronological order, we'll start with their first game to their most recent. They played Mississippi Valley State. They won 116-65. Won that game by, obviously, 51? The next game, Evan, you'll find interesting, was on November 17th. They played Texas Southern, the return of Mike Davis. Not the return of the Mac, the return of Mike Davis. He came back to Assembly Hall. He was greeted with very positively, cheered and
which
everything
is unusual
else.
Nobody for your fan base.
Well, I don't know about that, other than when you come to our place. We won that game by 19. Then we played a ranked team. Unlike your schedule, we played a ranked team, number 22, SMU. I was there. It was a great game, went back and forth, coached by one of the greatest coaches to ever coach the sport, Mr. Larry Brown, the only man to ever win an NBA and NCAA championship. He walked into Assembly Hall just as your coach, Coach Calamari, did 3 years ago. Didn't know what to do. He's been in Madison Square Garden. He's been in the Boston Garden. He's been in Poly Pavilion. He walked into Assembly Hall. He looked around. I was 12 rows behind. He had no idea what to think. He was shook.
You want our listeners to believe that
he didn't know what to think.
By walking on the floor at Assembly Hall.
Once the crowd got into it, he didn't know what. He was flustered. He was just throwing papers, didn't have any idea. So we win that game. That's a ranked team. Then we play Evansville's own Don Mattingly's son, Mr. Preston Mattingly. Lamar.
The oldest sophomore in college basketball.
Oldest sophomore in college basketball, 27, that's correct. And that was originally scheduled because Pat Knight, Bob Knight's son, was their former coach. We scheduled that. Unfortunately, he's not the coach anymore. But we won that game by 13.
Wow.
Then, Evan, I'll admit.
Yes.
The next game we played, it was on a Monday night, coming off two
tough games.
Well, one Lamar's tough game and one other game, I'll say that.
Ben,
it
Lamar's
was Thanksgiving.
Ranked 342.
Okay, it
in
was
the
Thanksgiving
nation.
Week. And we just kind of, it was kind of like your Buffalo first half. We played lackadaisical. We played to not lose rather than to win, if that makes sense. We were up 14 points in the second half, and we just kind of went through the motions, and we ended up losing by two at the Hall. We snapped the third longest non-conference home win streak in the country at 42 games. Syracuse and Duke are first and second. So we have to start this streak over. So we did lose that game. But our next game, which is our previous one, against Pittsburgh, an ACC team, a BCS team, a team that was ranked early on in the season. We came out, we played, we won by 12 points. We were up by as many as 23. And let me just say one more thing about the season recap, Evan. Right now, my Hoosiers are averaging 87.4 points per game. That's seventh in the country, first in the Big Ten. They're shooting 43% from three-point range, 10th in the country, first in the Big Ten. The next one's not even in the top 20 from the Big Ten. It's 21st. And 51% field goal percentage, which is 14th in the country. So Hoosiers are putting points on the board.
Ben, there's no question. You guys can absolutely shoot the basketball on your coaching staff. I know it's not Clappy Crean, but who's responsible for these kids shooting the ball so well?
Well, first of all, it's because of the best backcourt in the country, which we'll get to later.
No, seriously, who's in charge of their shooting instruction? Because I want to hire him.
Coach Tom Crean.
No. Hey, Ben, we have a
call.
We have our first phone call.
It might be Crean calling you out.
It's actually a call for you. It's Tom from Bowling Green. Tom, go ahead.
Tom from Bowling Green. Are you on?
Right. Thank you, Evan. This is Tom Cat from Bowling Green.
Tom Cat. Big Cat and Tom Cat. What's happening, Tom?
Oh, doing well. Hey, Ben, I got a question for you, if you don't mind.
Shoot.
And I'm getting a little nauseated kind of listening to you. But,
Wow.
I know you're sincere about your beliefs, but
yeah.
Hey, tell me, how do you feel about your esteemed coach, Tom Crean, with a 37% winning percentage?
Okay, that's a great question.
Over the last 6 years, I mean,
yeah,
37% in Kentucky, you know, we're not noted for being too academic, but that's usually an F. What do you think about that?
Well, Tom, you know, it was Tom, right? Tom Cat?
Yeah,
Tom. That's a great question, and let me answer it this way. And I'll try to use as many percentages as I can on my end. He's been there 6 years. This is his seventh year. That's correct. But I really don't even count. And I think if you want to be fair, I don't think anyone would really count his first few years there. I mean, he inherited virtually nothing. He inherited one scholarship,
Why
and that
do you
was
not
Kyle
count
Tabor.
A season?
So let me say it this way. Calipari's winning percentage the last three seasons, and you can look this up, is 77%, a very high percentage. You know what Tom Crean's is the last three seasons? 71.
Why are you picking three seasons?
Because the first three seasons were rebuilding seasons. You know, when you have one scholarship that turned into a scholarship after the kid was a walk-on the year before, I hardly consider his first 3 years as really even being judged.
But Ben, let's debate something for a second.
So, again, the last three seasons... 71-77. I mean,
okay,
let's be fair about
this. Let's debate something for a second. Let's make things clear. We're all about hanging national championship banners in Lexington. Okay,
and we are
in that three-season sample you just mentioned, we won the title in 12.
Right.
Lost in the NIT to Robert Morrison.
You did
in
what
in 13?
You lost
and
to
then lost in the championship game last year.
Right. So the last three seasons, you've gone to the tournament twice and missed it once. We've made the tournament twice and missed it once the last three, too.
But we hung a banner.
You
and
did
lost
hang a
the
banner.
Championship game.
That's correct.
You guys built trophy cases for just making the Sweet 16 and gave
and
out special
and won our first
little
Big Ten title pinky. In 20 years.
Were those Sweet 16 pinky rings or what were they? I mean, do you have one?
Well, I don't have a pinky ring. I don't know if I do or not. But I'll say this before we go to break. The last three seasons, IU's hung a Big Ten banner and Kentucky's one big SEC banner in a conference that's inferior to the Big Ten. So this notion that there's some lopsided thing. Other than your banner, national championship banner that you hung, which I'll give you credit there, it's not as lopsided as Tomcat or Big Cat might think. So
absolutely, it is.
That's
don't
what I'm
forget.
Saying.
We appreciate the call from Tomcat.
Yeah,
and Bowling
thank you,
Green.
Tom. That's you made some good points.
And as a reminder, the phone number for a phone call is 812-426-7400.
Or tweet at Red Blue Hoops or Red Blue at WNIN.org. Red Blue Hoops, the
Tell
big
what,
dog.
Ben,
big
we
cat.
Have. We have just a minute to go before our break, and let's kind of talk about what's coming up, and it's the
Absolutely.
Discussion about can IU challenge for the Big Ten title. Give us a little preview.
My answer, short answer, is absolutely, and Evan, we also have some trivia coming up, don't we?
Absolutely we
do. So, yes, IU will certainly be challenging for the Big Ten title, just as they won 2 years ago, and we've got a nice trivia question both on Kentucky and IU, and if you win, you may get a date with Evan. I don't know.
Well, I don't know about that. I think my beautiful wife, Allison, would have something to say about that.
Oh, maybe a lunch? I don't know. That's up to you.
Tell me about Tommy Crean. What's his plan for the holiday season?
Plan for holiday season is this. We want to finish out the non-conference schedule, and we've got some tough ones still. We play Louisville and Georgetown both at Madison Square Garden and Butler at Bankers Life, which, I mean, technically is not a true road game, but it's pretty darn close to one since they play at home three blocks away. What about you? What about Calamari, as I call him, or
well,
a.k.a. the Vacator?
As we know, every year around Christmas, he goes into Camp Cal, where he takes the players off the social media mm-hmm. and gets in there for about 10 days of 2 or 3 day practice.
And then they
go
pro.
2 days, so it yeah. does well. Call in, Red Blue Hoops.
WNIN, 88.3.
Support comes from Jackson Kelly PLLC. Jackson Kelly provides a full range of legal services, including corporate planning, litigation, environmental, and real estate law to clients in the Indiana, Illinois, and Kentucky region and beyond. Client focus, national reputation, industry insight. Learn more at jacksonkelly.com. And from Accuride Corporation, a supplier of components to the North American commercial vehicle industry. With global headquarters in Evansville and a steel wheel plant in Henderson, Accuride is proud to be red and blue, too. More information at AccuridCorp.com. And from Nicholson, McNamara & Associates, Merrill Lynch Wealth Advisors, dedicated to helping clients define financial goals and develop customized wealth management strategies. Information at 1-800-362-1368. And additional production support provided by Michael Kaufman.
you go first with your trivia.
And then which players will surprise you?
We're back. Red Blue Hoops. I'm Ben Shoulders, a.k.a. The B-Dog. This is Mr. Evan Beck, a.k.a. The Big Cat. Folks, it's trivia time. Ding, ding, ding. And Evan, we've each got a trivia, a UK trivia, an IU trivia. We're going to try to stump our audience, but I don't know if we can or not. We got some pretty educated and knowledgeable folks out there. Evan, you go ahead.
Well, tell what we're going to do on trivia. You have an opportunity to call in with the answer, tweet, or email. Whoever comes in first with the correct answer will get the grand prize.
Which
that
is?
Will be announced at the end of the show. And again, the number is 812-426-7400. Tweet at Red Blue Hoops. Email redblue@wnin.org. And my trivia question tonight for University of Kentucky Wildcats, Big Blue Nation, who is the only UK player to be named the SEC Tournament MVP twice?
Wow.
In the history of the program.
Wow.
And this is
near and dear
to my heart. You know, you know where I'm from?
Yeah,
Ben?
I know.
Don't say.
I won't say. Well, that's my question. Where you're really from? Sometimes I think you're from Mars, but
your turn.
That's a great. Okay, as we wait for folks to call in, tweet in, or email in, I will go ahead and state our IU trivia. And again, 812-426-7400. That's 426-7400. 812-426-7400. The IU trivia is this: there has only been one IU Hoosier men's basketball player ever to lead the Big Ten in field goal percentage and three-point percentage the same season. Folks, do we have a call?
We have a call for UK trivia.
We have a call for UK trivia while we're waiting on the IU trivia. Go ahead.
Who do we have?
This is Coach from Murray.
Hey, Coach from Murray. How you doing, Coach?
Pretty good. Is it Frank Ramsey?
No, it is not, sir.
Great
Sorry,
guess.
Coach.
Okay. Blew that one. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks,
guess,
Coach.
Folks, was Frank Ramsey. That was incorrect, but a great guess, right, Evan?
Great guess.
A wonderful guess. Back to the IU trivia while we're waiting for callers. Again, the only IU player in men's basketball history to lead the Big Ten Conference in field goal percentage and three-point percentage the same season. Again, the same season. He was a great, great player, one of the best. 812-426-7400. Again, 812-426-7400. Or you can tweet at Red Blue Hoops or via email at redblue@wnin.org.
All right, Ben, let's get back to some meat here.
Yes.
Can IU compete for the Big Ten this year? I mean, give me your honest opinion. Not your,
I will
not
give
your
honest opinion. And honesty is the best policy. I'll say it this way. I do. The short answer is yes. The long answer is this. The Big Ten is much different than the SEC. We proved last night that we are by far the deepest conference in the country. Everybody talked about how great the ACC was. They added these powerhouses. They add, you know, like Louisville, Syracuse, all these powerhouses the last couple seasons, including this one. And Big Ten came in and won that. I mean, it was 8-6, but I mean, it very well could have been, you know, a lot more lopsided than that. So the Big Ten is by far the deepest conference. So for me to answer that yes means I have a lot of confidence in IU because the Big Ten is pretty darn good this year. I think last time I looked, which was earlier today, as of top 25, we have, let me check here, we've got 6 in the top 25, 8 in the top 50, and 12 in the top 100 KenPom, with 11 in the top 60, including IU. So, I mean, the Big Ten proved it. Now, to answer your question, I do think they can, but I think we're going to rely heavily on what I think is the best backcourt in the nation. Now, that's a bold statement. There's a lot of great backcourts, and I'll say this. North Carolina has Britt and Paige. UK obviously has the Harrison twins. Gonzaga's got a great one. Wichita State's got a great one. But I think Yogi and Blackman are the best backcourt in the country. And I'll get to that in a second. But we have a caller.
Go ahead, UK trivia.
Do we have a call?
Drop the call.
Oh, all right, hang up.
Back to IU.
Yeah.
Ben, so you're saying they can't compete. I don't see how in the world they can't compete. But here's why. The Big Ten is deep this year. No question about it. They're a loaded conference.
Mm-hmm.
playing in a great conference does not necessarily equal national championships. That's been proven throughout the history of college basketball. But I use extremely, extremely weak on the inside. No question about it.
I agree with that.
And what's the Big Ten known for?
Physical play.
Absolutely.
Post play, I agree.
There's no question. You're loaded at guard play. You can shoot the basketball as well as anybody. But let me tell you, on the road, you're going to get cold.
But remember this, though, Evan. I agree. And we got to go to a caller. But real quick, I'll say this before we go to the caller. In 02, we were light in the post. We went to the national championship, and we're co-Big Ten champs. So there's not – although I agree with what you're saying, I think we can get around that. If our guard play, like Robert Johnson, Blackman, Yogi, among others, Zeisloft, Hotzel, and others can step up and continue to do that.
My final contention, though, before we go to the phone.
Sure.
I got to point this out.
Go ahead.
Your biggest weakness playing the conference is your coach. He is at the best, middle of the pack in this conference. It's been proven.
There are some great coaches.
He's only done
in the Big Ten.
He's only done something significant at IU when he was loaded with NBA talent with Zeller and Oladipo, right?
Well,
you can't argue that. Last
the
year,
second point I agree with.
Last year he was 17-15, and he gave up a big 13-point lead with a minute
and
had to
six
go.
Six of those 15 losses were by two possessions or less. We got a call, IU trivia, Evan.
All right,
and a UK, but IU, who we got?
Amy,
how are you? Go Hoosiers.
I'm great. Go Hoosiers. My daughter's a Hoosier.
Yes.
Is it Steve Alford?
Steve Alford is an awesome guess, but no, it is not Steve Alford. I'm sure, without looking at his stats, that I'm sure he led the conference in three-point, because that was the first year the three-pointer was out, but he did not lead the conference in both. So, great guess. Thanks for calling, and please continue to call.
Thanks, Amy. UK Trivia, line one. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, Evan. It's Matthew Godsey.
Hey, what's up, Matthew?
Nothing. My answer is Goose Givens.
Great answer.
That's another great
wrong
one.
Answer, unfortunately. But Jack Matthew, thank Goose you for calling Givens. And tell your dad, mom, hello from the Big Cat.
Look at you.
Love it. All right, back to the discussion.
Back to the discussion.
How do you feel about your coaching position leading your team to a title?
You know, we hung a Big Ten conference banner 2 years ago, and I hope we can do it again. We've got a tweet here, and it's not a trivia question tweet. It's just a regular tweet. It says this: it's Beck Pennington, and I hope I'm pronouncing that correct.
You are.
You keep mentioning how hard, quote unquote, the Big Ten is. How is Indiana going to hold up when it's crunch time in March? Lose to EW again? Question mark. Well, I know you like that one.
Love
Big
that.
Cat.
Look at the first name,
Beck.
What a great
I think
first
this
name.
Might be a relative.
It could be.
Yeah, maybe that's his last name.
I'll say it
this way. Hey, Beck Pennington. I will say this. I was just as disappointed in that loss as anybody else, and that was inexcusable to lose that at home and snap our 42-game non-conference home win streak, which is third
it
in the country.
It was a choke.
We were up 14. We were cruising, and we let the foot off the pedal. I mean, there's no doubt about it. I think to answer your questions, how Indiana going to hold up and when it's crunch time, it goes back to being the best backcourt in the country. I mean, Kevin Yogi Ferrell and James Blackman Jr., whose father played at UK and whose son actually wanted to play for a real program, I hope continues to step up. You know, Blackman leads the nation among freshmen in scoring and is in his top five overall in the Big Ten. So I hope that we can hold up, and I think it's going to be because of our guard play.
Hey, Ben.
We have another call.
Beck Pennington. Have
Beck
to shout
Pennington.
Out. That's my nephew.
Thanks, Beck.
Number one tennis player at University of Kentucky right now. He's an absolute stud.
I like his last name. I don't
Thanks
know
for the tweet,
first.
Beck.
Thanks, Beck.
We have a caller or no? No caller. Okay.
No
back
okay.
To back to your boy.
Yeah.
Clappy
so
Cream
I think
the
I think we are going to compete, Evan. But due to having only an hour in this show, I want to pose a question to you.
Okay.
And I hate to ask this question, but I do want to hear your thoughts. Can UK go undefeated this season? Now, keep in mind, the last team to go undefeated was 38 and a half years ago, the IU Hoosiers in 76. Now, granted, Evan, there was no three-point line. There was no shot clock. The game was much different, but we did go undefeated, baby, at 32-0, and should have gone undefeated the year before that, too, only lost one game.
To Kentucky.
Yeah, because Scott May broke his arm. But anyway, so... All being said, and ironically, I will give him credit. I can't believe I'm doing this. What team? I think we talked about this the other day. We went to lunch. What team has the most wins ever in a single season? Ironically, Calipari's 08 Memphis team
went
38-2. So he has had some 30-win seasons. But anyway, can they go undefeated?
Well, I think obviously it's a possibility. no question about it, based on the talent level that Kentucky has this year. The season sets up well from the standpoint if we can get through December with no losses going into the conference, no question. The SEC is a little weak. Florida's banged up quite a bit right now with injuries. I think they're at 500 at this point in time. Arkansas is coming up. And no question that if we get to the conference undefeated, we have a good chance. But like any college year with a three-point line, mm-hmm. it changes the game because you can Absolutely. Have a hot team get a hold of you in March on a neutral site and take you down.
And I agree because their conference is like playing in, you know, the local middle school conference. So they get through December, I think they have a great chance.
812-426-7400. I want to point out something about this year's team that I'm just starting to notice is Julius Randle last year, our power forward, an absolute stud.
He was a beast.
Los Angeles Laker, unfortunately, broke a bone, is out for the season. But if you look at his stats last year defensively, he only had 19 block shots for the entire season. Hmm. Think about that. Carl Towns, I think, has already met that or exceeded that early in the season. So from a defensive standpoint, this team has really taken on the challenge that Calipari has put upon them of embracing his defensive philosophies. And they're absolutely crushing people defensively. And I love that because if you have a great defense, it can offset a bad offensive night. It can make that survival rate go way up.
Oh, I agree with that.
Because you can always bring the effort on the defensive end and with our link and athleticism, crush people. So,
well, and plus they play more games now.
They do.
So they'd have to go about 40-0, whatever it is, to win, which is really difficult. But they are really good.
I'm not on the street. I'm not on the street talking about us going undefeated, but it definitely is a possibility. No question about it.
We shall see. We do have a call, I believe.
Yeah.
Who do we have?
Who do we have? We have trivia to answer. Yeah. I don't know if it's, are you answering UK or IU?
IU.
Yes, here we go. Go Hoosiers.
Is it Calvert Sheeny?
I, again, love the guess. One of the – my favorite all-time Hoosier. But it is not Calvert. I will give you a huge hint, though.
Okay.
The winner of this trivia played with Calvert.
All right.
So
thank you for that call.
There's a little hint. But thank you for the call.
We have trivia on the line.
Not Calvert Sheeny.
Go ahead, caller.
He's the all-time leading scorer, though.
Caller, go ahead.
This is Todd Dodd.
Todd Dodd.
Mr. Todd Dodd.
Yes, I actually have a question.
AKA KD.
More related to an interesting topic here. I know Vegas actually put a line out there. If UK played the 76ers, who finally got a win the other night, and I believe it was 16. Is that correct, Evan?
That's right.
So I'd like to see what you guys think if the second five, I know they talk about UK. If the second five played IU, what do you guys think that line would be?
Depends on where they play, because Calipari's still scared to play us at the hall.
Oh, here we go.
So
with that.
Let's say neutral site.
Oh, neutral site? That's a great question, because if they play us at the hall, you know what's going to happen. Just like the Watford shot that Evan wakes up to still to this day as a nightmare.
Actually, I love that shot.
Christian Watford. Oh.
It led us to a title. I love it. We have a banner.
Ruined our undefeated season. Oh.
Our white platoon against you guys, I think it would be competitive. IU's guard play would pose a problem for our white squad.
Absolutely.
For the first 30 minutes of the game. But at the end of the road, our inside dominance would control the paint and you guys would lose because, listen, you couldn't even rebound the basketball against a Division II team in your exhibition season.
An exhibition. You're going to judge us.
I'm telling you what, your rebounding is terrible. So
Bahama,
we could compete.
Globetrotters game. Folks, we've got a trivia, but we got a quick call. What we got?
We're going to break.
Okay, we're going to break. If you can hold the phone, we'll call you back. We'll stay on for you. Red, blue, hoops.
Support comes from Accuride Corporation, a supplier of components to the North American commercial vehicle industry. With global headquarters in Evansville and a steel wheel plant in Henderson, Accuride is proud to be red and blue, too. More information at AccuridCorp.com. Support comes from Jackson Kelly PLLC. Jackson Kelly provides a full range of legal services, including corporate planning, litigation, environmental, and real estate law, to clients in the Indiana, Illinois, and Kentucky region and beyond. Client focus, national reputation, industry insight. Learn more at jacksonkelly.com. And from Nicholson, McNamara, and Associates, Merrill Lynch Wealth Advisors, dedicated to helping clients define financial goals and develop customized wealth management strategies. Information at 1-800-362-1368. And additional production support provided by Michael Kaufman.
Welcome back to Red Blue Hoops, 812-426-7400. I want to read a recent tweet from Jim, the Yes Dog Gotsy. He says, IU fans do a lot of talking and defending their program. I can't agree more. We have a caller on line one with UK Trivia. Go ahead, caller.
You have to. Callers, we're here.
No call. All right, let's go.
We had a call, but I guess we're still on hold. Okay.
Ben, fire away, buddy.
Oh, wait a minute. Okay. Back to your undefeated. But I want to say this about your undefeated comment or question. 40-0, Evan, and I mean, there's a lot of luck that comes into play.
I agree.
You got to stay healthy. I mean, there's a lot of intangibles, a lot of key components to going undefeated that really you can't control.
No, now,
a lot
right.
of things you can control.
I can't agree more.
Certainly a lot of things you cannot control. That's why look at 75 IU. I mean, that's what happened. The next year, unfortunately, they went.
And in 76, you guys are undefeated.
Right.
And I can recall, I think, three significant plays, like a crazy tip-in by Jim Cruz, the one night
absolutely.
That, the one
Benson,
night Quinn
yeah.
– the one night that Quinn Buckner hit all the shots, he couldn't hit side of a barn.
Right. He was more of an assistant.
But anyway, okay, we have a caller on line one. Go ahead, caller.
Line one, we've got you.
Go ahead.
Yes, Damon Bailey.
Damon Bailey is also incorrect, but again, Damon played with this person that won, that's the winner of this that did this feat of this trivia, and so did Calbert. So, great guess. Damon certainly was another great, great player and always stepped up against Kentucky, which I always loved about Damon. Still the all-time Indiana high school basketball leading scorer, but it is not Damon. So thank you for the call, though.
Well, I'll tell you what. Our fan bases are letting us down on this trivia. Let me give you guys a hint.
They are
the Big Blue Nation.
Yeah, you give a hint because I just gave a hint on mine.
Listen, folks, I'm from Madisonville, Kentucky. I lived in Evansville for 20 years, and the answer to my trivia question, the UK player is from Madisonville.
Wow.
Someone, please.
That's a huge hint. I can only know of two UK players ever come from Madison.
Let's kick it into gear on the discussion of which players on Indiana's roster have been the biggest surprises so far this season, Ben. Go ahead.
Biggest surprises. That's a great question. I certainly, you know, I think Yogi's been solid. Blackman's been solid. Even Troy Williams has been solid. But surprises, I'm going to have to go with two players, Evan. I think there's been two that I've really been happy with, and I really think that they, if they continue to step up, again, we will contend for a Big Ten title. And that's Robert Johnson and Nick Zeisloff. Both those players are really exceeding what, at least my expectations, from what I thought. I mean, Robert Johnson right now is really stepping up, and he's going to continue to start every game, and then
are you sure?
And then no, he is for sure. He's averaging 11 points, 4 rebounds, and 4 assists. And then Zeisloff, who's a transfer from Illinois State, who lit up, if you recall, locally the Aces at Ford Center,
absolutely did
last year. He's doing well too. He comes in, hits threes, and he's averaging 7 and 3 and 1. So they've really done well, and I think hopefully they can continue to exceed my expectations.
We have
a call.
We have Walker with a question. Go ahead, Walker.
Walker with a question.
What are the recruits looking like next year for both teams?
Great question,
That's a
Walker.
Great question. Can
we fire off with that? Or you want to start?
Yeah, you go ahead.
Okay. Walker, thanks for the call. Thanks for the great question. UK currently has 3 commitments or signees. We have Isaiah Briscoe, one of the top point guards in the nation, another 5-star recruit for the Calipari stable coming out of Newark, New Jersey. We have a 2-guard, Charles Matthews out of Chicago, Illinois. Calipari has had tremendous success with players from Chicago. Derrick Rose, Anthony Davis, Tyler Ulis. Charles Matthews plans to follow in their footsteps of greatness at UK. And then we have a center originally from Haitia, who had to come over after that terrible earthquake. And this is a tough name to pronounce. Skal Labissier. He's a 6'11 kid currently in Cordova, Tennessee.
Isn't he like 30 or something?
No, he's not. No, he's actually a fine kid. But so right now we've made a total of 14 offers.
Yep. Wow.
And we have three commitments. We have three other people who've chosen other schools. So we still have eight other players in play. So as you know, Cal Perry's going to haul them in the spring.
Well, they're all going to be playing next year because they'll all go pro this year. IU is has a lot of great recruits coming in and continue to make offers. But and I apologize for not getting into that right now, but we have two callers and we still have several topics. So I will circle back to that if time allows, and I apologize for not talking about a recruiting.
I got a correct answer on trivia.
Which trivia?
UK.
UK.
My nephew, Ben Beck, one of the smartest UK fans on the planet.
Who is
he? He answered the correct answer, Travis Ford.
Travis Ford.
He was the MVP 94. In 93 and 94.
Wow. He can fill it. I'll give you credit. Do we also have a –
no.
Okay.
Okay, now we're going to kick it over to our area college hoops segment, and we're going to go to a pre-recorded announcement by Lance Wilkerson, who works for University of Evansville. He's going to give us an update on University of Evansville basketball. Lance?
Hey, guys. Enjoying the first show. Here's what's going on this week. For the Evansville Aces, the Aces are 5-1 off to a great start, beat Wright State 86-78 on Tuesday. And on Saturday, in a couple of days, we will play host to IUPUI. And joining us now on the big show is Adam Wing, a junior. And Adam, this is your third year. Expectations probably higher than they've been in your 3 years. And that is exciting, I'm sure, no doubt, for the players to know that you've got a chance at a special season.
Of course. Like you said, we have a great opportunity at a special year. We knew last year we were inexperienced. We started, I think, two freshmen and three sophomores for majority of the games. And this year, people might consider us to have an experienced team. But what makes an experienced team is learning from your mistakes last year and not repeating those mistakes this year. But like you said, we're very excited. There's a lot of excitement around this year. I think. And a lot of the other players think that we can do something special, but it's gonna come. It doesn't happen overnight. It happens through a process. And I think if we can get the guys to buy in to that daily process, that we're gonna have an outstanding year.
Already with four wins away from the Ford Center, that's actually three, Miami and two down in Florida, which sometimes has been an Achilles heel for the Aces. I'm sure that got to give you a big confidence to win against Miami and San Francisco and NIT team and Fresno State.
Right. Yeah. It's always tough going on the road and getting those wins, and also going down to Florida and playing those three games in 3 days. It's going to symbolize that of the Missouri Valley Conference tournament, going over to St. Louis and playing those consecutive games in consecutive days. So hopefully when times are tough, because, you know, it's not going to be easy, we can revert back to playing in Florida and kind of reminding ourselves that, you know, we've been here, we've done that, we can overcome this.
All right, well, looking forward to Saturday. I know it's going to be an exciting game, and the fans need to come out on Saturday night.
Of course, yeah, we're extremely, extremely excited. I think we have six of our next seven games are at home, so we're extremely fortunate that we get to play here at the Ford Center. I know we have some awesome fans, so, heck, we're just extremely excited for IUPUI and for the games to come.
Thanks a lot, Adam, and thanks to all that are listening to the show and come out to the Ford Center and support the Aces. And I'm Lance Wilkerson with Adam Wing. Looking forward to weekly updates on Evansville basketball as a part of Red Blue Hoops. Back to you guys.
Thank you, Lance. Wow, great update. Now, back to our trivia. We have a call. And thank you for waiting patiently. IU Trivia, which has not been answered correctly yet. What we got? Who we got and what we got?
This is Matt from Huntingburg.
Matt from Huntingburg. How are you? Go Hoosiers.
Doing okay. Yeah, go Hoosiers. I'm thinking it's Greg Graham.
Greg Graham. GG, baby. You're correct.
All right.
Yes, they were right. Led the Big Ten in 93 as a senior in three-point percentage and field goal. And keep in mind, too, that he was also Big Ten Defensive Player of the Year. But, of course, he played in the shadow of Calbert, who was AP Player of the Year.
Yep.
But he is the only IU player ever to lead the Big Ten in three-point percentage and field goal percentage in the same season. So great job. Great
well
job.
Well done. Finally.
Well done. We got both our trivia questions answered. Yep. Evan, how about that?
That's right.
The B-Dog and the Big Cat going hard. So you asked me, Evan, earlier, so now I'm going to ask you, who has surprised you on the Wacky Wildcat roster by the vacator, Coach Calamari?
Well, so far this year, one of my biggest surprises has been Dakari Johnson.
Yeah.
I'm surprised in the fact that he's tied for second right now in scoring on the team. Now, again, we're running the platoon system, blue platoon, white platoon. So, you know, players are averaging around 20 minutes a game. Statistics are a little bit misleading. But Dakari leading the second in the team and scoring has been a surprise to me. He dropped 20 pounds. If you watch UK play, Ben, you have to notice Dakari's rim-to-rim speed has jumped off the charts this year.
Yeah, it has.
So he's getting the post. Guards are finding him. My other surprise is early on was Trey Lyles. I was going to talk about him tonight because he comes from Indianapolis. But
well,
I tell you what.
We didn't want him after he decommitted.
He's fallen back a little bit. Devin Booker, freshman from Mississippi, whose dad played for Missouri.
Now, he's the
Missouri.
One that's 30. Right?
No.
I thought, yeah, okay. 29.
Two guard, 6'6", two guard. He is absolutely shooting lights out now. He started the season really cold. He put some extra work in the gym. Mm-hmm. And
He's going to class.
Good. He's a dead-eye shooter. But he's a smart player. He's doing very well defensively off the ball.
Yep.
Obviously, if he's open, the ball looks like it's going in every time. So Devin's been a big surprise to me so far this season on the Kentucky basketball team.
Very nice. Very nice. Well, good to know, Evan. I'm sure they'll be in the league both next year. So you'll have a whole new roster again.
Succeed and proceed.
I guess.
Succeed and proceed.
Except for when you play Robert Morris or you play IU at the Hulk.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
You always mention Robert Morris.
Yeah.
Okay. The Chicago Bulls, how many titles they win with Michael Jordan?
They were 6-6. They never lost.
Okay. Let me ask you a question. Mm-hmm. What would they have done without Michael Jordan?
Who knows? I mean, they made it to the Eastern Conference Finals without him.
But what would they have done? Would they won any banners?
No. More than likely.
Okay. Not. Just wondering. I'll save it for later. Go ahead.
Yeah. I don't really know where you were going with that. But, okay. Let's shift gears here. And Evan, let's talk about some of the discussion on upcoming games and predictions. Right. I'll go first, if you don't mind.
No, that's fine.
You know, I tell you what, IU's schedule, it's not easy. I mean, we don't play, you know, Buffaloes and Globetrotters and these Caribbean teams all day long. You know, we actually play some top teams. So here's who we got. Here's who we got. And all joking aside, Evan, what's wild is the next 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks, we have two, not one, but two mutual common opponents. We play Savannah State this Saturday.
Who?
Savannah State, who I'm sure could beat Buffalo. And then common mutual opponent number one, Louisville. We play them at Madison Square Garden on the 9th. Then we come back the next game, Evan, and play another UKIU mutual opponent in Grand Canyon, as you mentioned earlier, coached by Thunder Dan Marley. So Savannah State, Louisville, and Grand Canyon, who Louisville and Grand Canyon, obviously UK play as well. Then we come back and play at Bankers Life Fieldhouse in the Crossroads Classic against Butler on the 20th, who just beat North Carolina last week. They're doing it again, apparently. And then we come back and we play New Orleans in Bloomington. Then we play Georgetown, a BCS historic powerhouse, at Madison Square Garden. And then we end December with our Big Ten opener at Nebraska in Lincoln, one of the toughest places to play in the Big Ten. And it'll probably be snowing. I mean, everybody will be bundled up. It's just that's a brutal New Year's Eve game. So our next 3-4 weeks are tough, tough games. So if we can go into the New Year's winning, obviously all those would be ideal, but competing in all those games and hopefully coming out on top, that would be wonderful.
I can tell you're in a sales position, Ben, trying to sell me on that schedule being impressive because I'm not very impressed. But I have to point out that you don't play a single road game non-conference this year. Not a single
non-conference
road game.
I define a road game as traveling to another gym and playing.
Ben,
so
that's called neutral. That's called neutral court. Okay.
Playing Butler three blocks away from their home game is hardly not saying we don't play a road game.
Anyway.
But if you want to... The classic definition. I'm with you.
Big Blue Nation.
You should be a scientist or something.
Big Blue Nation. Let's talk to the Cats here. Our upcoming schedule: Friday night in Rupp Arena, we host number 10 Texas. Big game on ESPN, and looking forward to that matchup. Kentucky is favored currently by 12. I suspect as
only 12.
I suspect
without
as game time gets closer, that spread will increase. And that's followed up by a couple of yawners. We play on Sunday against Eastern Kentucky, and then we play on December the 10th. Columbia. Now, let me talk about something I found out about Columbia.
Columbia.
The Columbia Lions went to their first postseason.
Ivy League, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Went to the first postseason.
That's a powerhouse basketball conference.
Coached by Kyle Smith. Now, check this out. Mm-hmm. Kyle Smith has three sons. Rocco, Bo, and Luke. I think Kyle was a fan of the Dukes of Hazzard, right?
Roscoe that's Pete Coltrane.
Absolutely crazy. But after Columbia, it gets pretty serious. We play number 13, North Carolina. We play number 30.
Lost to Iowa, to a Big Ten school.
I watched that game from start to finish.
At the Dean Dome.
That's right. We play number 35, UCLA, at a neutral site. And we play number 3, Louisville.
Wow. Okay. Well, folks, as we wind down, we've just got a little bit show left. I want to say thank you for those of you who have called in. It's Red Blue Hoops. I'm Ben Shoulders, a.k.a. The B-Dog. This is Evan Beck, a.k.a. The Big Cat. He cheers for a team that is obviously the red, the Hoosier voice for you. And this is Red Blue Hoops again. We're going to be on every Thursday at 6 o'clock Central Standard Time on 88.3 WNIN. 812-426-7400.
Red Blue Hoops, thank you.
Red Blue Hoops is a production of WNIN Tri-State Public Media. The executive producer is Brad Kimmel. Steve Berger produces the show with help from Josh Wolski. The technical director is me, Brianna Williams. Thanks for listening.
Additional production support provided by Michael Kaufman. Support comes from Jackson Kelly PLLC. Jackson Kelly provides a full range of legal services, including corporate planning, litigation, environmental, and real estate law to clients in the Indiana, Illinois, and Kentucky region and beyond. Client focus, national reputation, industry insight. Learn more at jacksonkelly.com. And from Nicholson, McNamara, and Associates, Merrill Lynch Wealth Advisors, dedicated to helping clients define financial goals and develop customized wealth management strategies. Information at 1-800-362-1368. And from Accuride Corporation, a supplier of components to the North American commercial vehicle industry. With global headquarters in Evansville and a steel wheel plant in Henderson, Accuride is proud to be red and blue too. More information at AccuridCorp.com. The opinions expressed in this show do not necessarily reflect the views of WNIN Tri-State Public Media, its board of directors or staff. Or for that matter, Purdue fans, Evansville fans, or Notre Dame fans, Louisville fans, USI fans, certainly not Duke fans.